Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't know if you want to, I mean, not Dennis Rodman, like bad boy Dennis Rodman, but, you know, not two of the more controversial NBA players.
They got some edge to
of
them,
their
for
era,
sure.
That's for sure. It's Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson going to be hosting All the Smoke, production of Showtime that's getting started here. We've got Matt Barnes, NBA veteran, with us on the phone right now on 97.3 The Fan. Matt, it's good to have you on with Ben Woods in San Diego this morning. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me. I'm well.
So did you ever think that after your NBA career that this would be the direction that you go, kind of come over to the dark side with us on the media side of things?
I knew it was something, you know, I would be interested in, you know, being able to do some work at Fox and ESPN, kind of open a few doors. And, you know, Jack and I just were talking one day, like, you know, it's fun what we're doing, but it's pretty censored. And we've kind of been always kind of had guys that have kind of been filterless to an extent.
I can relate.
You know, we thought it'd be a good idea to try to do a show, and we started talking about it, and, you know, I started putting some things together, and then lo and behold, you know, Showtime came around before we had shot anything and offered us a deal, and now we're here today.
That's pretty incredible. Now, have you, so when you know, guys you played with, guys you played against, so they see that you're going to be doing a show on Showtime called All the Smoke, are you getting text messages like, yo, no mention of this or that, or we don't want to talk about that? I just want to preemptively tell you.
No, I mean, I think, you know, everyone I have a relationship with is still playing professional sports, knows what I'm about. You know, I'm honest, I'm forthcoming, and I really feel like I can critique or, you know, point something out without being disrespectful.
Yeah,
I think as a former player, you know, guys kind of get bothered. We realize we make and do things wrong, but we really feel like sometimes, you know, people go overboard on the disrespect part, not really knowing how much it takes to be in our shoes. So, like I said, I think there's a fine line between being able to critique and positive reinforcement without disrespecting someone. And I've always kind of been that way when I was a teammate and a player. So, you know, guys know what I'm about now, and, you know, all from all aspects, you know, guys want to come on the show, which I think is great.
Talking to Matt Barnes here with us on Ben and Woods. And Matt, it's interesting we're talking about unfiltered NBA commentary this month in particular, because the top story, you know, by far in the NBA and beyond, has been this China controversy with the Daryl Morey tweet, and then responses by people like LeBron James. And LeBron getting hit pretty hard because people are saying he's being too filtered. He's being too careful of the business relationships involved. What's your kind of take as you're watching and observing what's been going on these last couple of weeks?
I just think it's kind of a poorly timed tweet. With that being said, I don't think what he said was wrong. You know what I mean? But I also understand the business side of it, and you never really want to, you know, put money in front of morals and what we stand for and, you know, all the great things that, you know, this country is about. But at the same time, I don't think the common fan and the common person understand the money that is involved with this China NBA situation. So, you know, to me, it's a no-win situation when athletes talk about it, or NBA players in particular, because, you know, I think what makes our country great is the freedom of speech, and I think what makes the NBA great is, you know, how forthcoming and progressive we've always been, being able to use our platforms and speak on anything that we really feel like we're speaking on. But at the same time, you know, when you speak that way comes consequences, and I think, you know, Daryl Morey found that out the hard way, and I think it's almost moved beyond basketball. You know, I think this ties into the political talks and the trade talks and the back and forth between the leaders of our country, so hopefully, you know, something good will come out of it, because at the end of the day, I know the basketball players enjoy that fan base, capitalize off that fan base, and really want to put a show on for them, because they are a tremendous group of people. You know, there's more fans out there than we have people in our country. you know, which is crazy. So it's the biggest growing market for the NBA. So it's really a slippery slope when players discuss this.
We're talking to Matt Barnes. He's got a new video podcast starting on Showtime with Steven Jackson. It's called All the Smoke. And you said Daryl Morey found out the hard way. I mean, LeBron James found out the hard way too. And it's, I think, one thing that has certainly changed from being a professional athlete. Let's say even 25 years ago. People will turn on you, and they'll turn on you fast. And I think the power of social media has got to be a staggering – it's a staggering thing for a radio host. I can't imagine what it would be like for an NBA player. And then I can't imagine what it would be like for one of the biggest stars, the most recognizable, marketable stars in the universe. And were you surprised by all of the backlash?
I was and I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, I was – taken back a little bit because I think I understand where LeBron was coming from. I mean, he's much more obviously than an NBA player. I think kind of he's been the leader for athletes, not only NBA players, but athletes overall as far as, you know, addressing issues and kind of coming out like a knight in shiny armor. This situation went a little south, but I understand where he's coming from. You know what I mean? Outside of basketball and his brand, you know, Space Jam 2 was coming out. His sneaker situation.
Yep.
So there's a lot of different things that are going on in his life that I understand that he kind of needs to have that line of communication and still open, you know, even past his career. So, you know, like I said, I think it's an unfortunate situation, you know, when athletes speak on it. I'm glad guys haven't continued to do that. I think, you know, LeBron and James speaking is enough and kind of just let, you know, the higher-ups handle this stuff.
Matt, a secret poll of GMs that came out yesterday said they picked the LA Clippers as their favorite to win the NBA title. Of course, you spent some time with the Clippers, a couple of stints, including three seasons this past decade. You've been with the Lakers. They're another one of the favorites, obviously, with Anthony Davis and LeBron. You finished your career with a few games with the Golden State Warriors in the middle of the era that they're in right now. I mean, how do you kind of break down who is the favorite after all the offseason movement that we've seen in the NBA?
I like the Clippers myself. I think personally the Clippers, you know, they established a culture over there with Doc and a team that had really bought in. They didn't really have any superstars, you know, made a great play to acquire two of the best two-way players in the game. And there's so much about, you know, obviously building teams on paper and this team looks good, that team looks good, but chemistry is a huge thing. And, you know, it helps teams get over the hump. And I think that's what, you know, the Clippers have. Not to say that the Lakers don't have a tremendously talented roster and probably the best duo in the game, and they could be there right at the end, but I'm picking the Clippers for, you know, a solid foundation in coaching and management and ownership, and then great coach, and then a team that's bought in.
Matt, I was looking in the bio they send for the new show for All the Smoke. It says that you accrued $414,276 worth of fines during your career. That's a lot of money. I mean, do you look
back
to have that
now?
Money back?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, was it? How much of that money? How much would you say of that 414 was worth it?
Zero. Zero. You know, my situation was, you know, I didn't have the typical start. You know, I had to scratch and claw my way into the NBA to kind of stay. And during that process, I developed a reputation, you know, which I earned. But, you know, over time, I tried to turn over a new leaf, so to speak. But, you know, once you develop a reputation, it's kind of hard to shake it. You know, so it was a reputation I held throughout my career. And you know, some of it was reputation. Some of it was actually me crossing the line. But, you know, it was an amazing time. You know, it was a 14-year career that I wasn't supposed to have. It was a blast. I got to meet a lot of amazing people, do a lot of amazing things. And it's opened up a lot of doors for my post-career. So, you know, although it was a lot of money, I don't regret it, and I need to make it back now.
It's like an investment. You know, it's like, it's a lot of fines. But, hey, when a team comes calling and they want someone who's going to have their backs – of their teammates, the first person's going to think, Matt Barnes.
Yeah,
he's going to have my back out there. Let's sign him and put him on the team for a little bit. And then you make that money back, you know, in the back end.
Absolutely.
Well, Matt, good luck with the new show with Steven Jackson again from Showtime Productions. You can check it out. They can have it up on their YouTube channel. And I assume the sky's the limit when you're involved with a production like Showtime. You just never know how far something like that's going to go. So good luck to you, man.
Thank you. You can also find it at all streaming platforms that, you know, have podcasts. So we're going to be out and about. First show launches Monday. So thank you guys for having me.
Awesome, man.
Oh, thanks for jumping on,
with
man.
Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson, launching this Monday. And thanks to Matt for joining us a few minutes here on Ben and Woods. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.